Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. Do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a Magic Wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the Magic Wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades, and I've been obsessed with my Magic Wand. I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago, because now there are multiple iterations of the Magic Wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the Magic Wand Rechargeable, tiny with the Magic Wand Mini, or micro. Micro is really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure. Summer is definitely the sexiest season. I mean, think about it. The days are longer, the nights are hotter, and your sex life is too. And if you're looking to turn up the heat, how about a little help from our friends at Promescent? Summer is all about things hot and steamy, so I highly recommend you add something extra and tap into Promescent's lineup of pleasure-enhancing products. I've been singing their praises for years since they started, and for good reason. Because first up, we have the legendary Delay Spray. This is the MVP of lasting longer and keeping those eager penile nerves in check. You just do a quick spray, and you're set to outlast even the longest days of summer, ensuring the party doesn't end before you want it to. So you can have the mind-blowing climax you're now so very well equipped to reach, thanks to Promescent. It just helps you last longer without all the worry. And for women, Promescent's warming arousal gel is a fun pre-sex ritual. You just rub it into your vulva a few minutes before and you'll feel it start to tingle, warming up every nerve ending. So you'll feel that much more pleasure everywhere before you even get going. So it's kind of like the sure thing. So make sure this summer is the sexiest one yet. Check out promescent.com/Emily and get 15% off at checkout. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, discreet shipping, all the things. Promescent is your ticket to a more guaranteed good time. That's PROMESCENT.com/Emily. Promescent.com/Emily for your exclusive discount. Check it out. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm talking about nude picture protocols and what science has to say about the benefits of hugging. And I'm taking your calls. Topics include hugging. It's got so many benefits. So if you're not a hugger, you might want to try it out. All right, you've got your clitoral ones down, but you're ready to take on the elusive G-spot orgasm. Pegging. Okay, what's the deal with that? And you're straight, but you only watch lesbian porn. What does it mean? All this and more. Thanks for listening. You often ask me about new ways to connect with your partner and keep things super hot. Well, I've got the solution that will add adventure to your sex life in all the right ways. The Jive from WeVibe is the perfect way to experience discreet pleasure that you can wear alone or have a partner control. It's an insertable vibe that allows you to feel pleasure wherever and whenever. And when you pair it with the WeConnect app on your phone, you can cycle through the Jive's 10 vibration patterns. Wear it on your date night or running errands. Hey, there's no rules. It's also fun to build custom vibes so you experience different sensations, or hand control over to your partner and let them surprise you, whether they're across the table or across the country. And because it's from WeVibe, you know this thing is packing the power. To get your Jive, visit sexwithemily.com/WeVibe. That's my site, sexwithemily.com/WeVibe today.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com, you guys. Chock full of so much great blogs and information to help you have better sex. Please subscribe to our podcast. If you're listening to it, just subscribe. Makes our life and your life easier. Wherever you listen, you can listen everywhere. You can also find me on SiriusXM Stars Radio 5 nights a week. It's awesome, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 Pacific. You can get a free 30-day trial, sexwithemily.com/SXM. Also, happy Masturbation Month. Oh, we love it. It's our favorite month. We're doing a giveaway all month long. Just email feedback@sexwithemily.com. All you got to do, subject line, masturbation routine, and tell us how you're going to switch up your masturbation routine this month, how you think it's going to improve your sex life. And you have until May 31st, and guess what? You're going to win something super, super special, and you know it's going to be good and sexy. We've also got contests on social media, so you should follow us everywhere at Sex with Emily. Wherever you're hanging out on social media, we are there. Okay, guys, enjoy the show. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread, so here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. It's National Send Nudes Day, which is not something I'm a huge fan of unless you follow certain parameters around it and certain, you know, I think you just don't want to send a nude. First of all, what is this? This is Urban Dictionary. It says it's send nudes to someone you feel comfortable with, whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, best friend, or someone you have a thing with. And I don't know if it's because when everyone started sending nudes, like, maybe it might, I feel like people do it, they get coerced into it, like their 20s and their teens now, because there's digital cameras, and it became a whole thing, like sending nude photos. But I always think you got to err on the side of caution, for sure. They do come back and bite you in the ass. You have to think before you send it. I can't tell you how many people I've been sitting next to where they're like, look what I just got, and they show me the picture that someone sent them. So you want to make sure you know, you don't include your face, you don't include like any marks signifying that it's you, tattoos. So I think if you take some of those precautions and there's someone that you love, you can send photos. But again, I feel differently than, like, for example, Jamie Michelle, because if I want to take a nude photo when I was 20, I would have had to take a roll of film to the drugstore, and then they would have had to develop it, and then I'd be like embarrassed, like, oh, don't look at picture number 4, and then you'd have to, like, that wasn't an option, right? And then with the invention of cell phones, or probably with smartphones, I would think the iPhone. How would you have said a nude before that? Fapping, all that, like the fap thing when people were...
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't do that. So now it's become a whole thing, and I think a lot of kids were getting, younger people are just like getting coerced into it by like their boyfriends like in high school and stuff. And I do think it's, you know, I think you do. Even if someone, so I hope someone's listening to this. If right now there's someone in your life saying, send me one, I'll show you yours if you show your mind. If you don't know someone or you just met them, or even if it's a new thing, I think you can send something that's sexy and tasteful, but it doesn't have to be a nude. That's just as provocative.
Yeah.
If you want to go down that road. But you don't need to send them everything. I don't think you do. I'm probably the only person I know that has never sent one.
it just seems like you got to take time, you got to get the right light, you got to get in the right positioning and stuff. And I just was like, and also, who, just wait till you see me in person. I look pretty good, but I understand the allure of it. So really, it's more about, like, I'm going to do those boudoir shots. Those will be hot.
They're those will
half
be hot.
Sexy, mm-hmm. half not naked. But what I like, I know that Jamie and you, Michelle, do this, is that you guys actually have taken nudes when you just think you look hot.
Yeah.
For yourself.
Mm-hmm. It's and a mood.
You're ready to go. You're like, I'm in the mood. I'm feeling myself. I'm like, that is so, I love that. No one's going to see them. Just taking pictures of yourself. So I like that. Like when I talk about get to know your body, look at yourself in the mirror. I think it's a way to love yourself. We did get, you know, if you do send us a dick pic, we block it. However, today, well, I was not here. I was at very important meetings all day. But apparently, there was a massive...
Oh, my God.
Dick pic. It was an appendage, another appendage. Massive, looked like an arm.
It literally looked like he was cradling an uncooked salami in his arm.
Jamie, like, scrambled. Like, everything that she was doing just, like, came to a halt. And I was like, what? And she's like, she couldn't even talk. She's like, look at this. She's like, this is literally a third arm.
Yeah, because I mean, that doesn't happen as often as you might think, which is good.
What, us getting dick pics?
Yeah, it really doesn't. I think it's gotten less over time. People are realizing, like, oh, you're a serious
respect
person. Like,
I'm real, dude. I got sex in the title, but we are not fucking. It's sex with Emily, not sex with you, not sex with everyone.
But, you know, like, I help. Emily gets a lot of direct messages, so I try to go through and help and do as many as I can if it's like, if they can send an email or if it's something that like can be easily answered if they're looking for a product or whatever. So I see this one and it's like, you know, you always know, it's like, it says image has been blurred or whatever, so but it's not, but a lot of times it's actually not anything bad.
Right.
So I clicked on it and I was like, oh my God, like I would not want that thing to come anywhere near me.
No,
it was,
well, that's
so
the thing.
Huge.
I'm telling you, all you guys worried about your penises. We hear from more men whose penises are too big. And it's a problem for their partners or themselves than too small. So I think that's good. We have to worry about that. But I do appreciate that JB deleted it, but she did. She blocked him, but she did take a screenshot. Because she
I had to. I had to, like, you know.
Yeah.
I had to
show. Like, I just need to share with you. So anyway, if you are in a committed, loving relationship and you trust your partner and you've been together for a while and you want to take a picture today, apparently it's the day. And that's what I think. But I'm not like... Otherwise, no.
Michelle's actually the only person I've sent a nude to.
Yeah, it was great. I texted her one day because we have a mutual friend. And I was like, Jamie's ass is just so great. And I was just talking to her about it when I was out to drinks with our friend. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to text Jamie and ask her for an ass pic or booty pic. And I was like, hey, Jamie, send me a booty pic. And she just sent me a full-on nude.
I was like, well, because I was laying down on the couch in my PJs and I was just like, all right, which one's the best? Which one does it look the best?
So do you have a folder on your phone that's just like Jamie's nudes?
Yeah, I have a hidden
folder.
There's
a hidden folder. If you have an iPhone, you can see. Yeah, I put it to a hidden folder.
My ex put his dick pics in there that he...
Yeah.
I don't know where it is, though. It's hidden.
It's hidden. It's extra hidden.
Someday I'll find it. Anyway, he's like, here, I'll put it in here so you can find it. I'm like, I don't want to see it. Anyway, so it's a whole thing, the nudes.
I don't know why.
What?
I mean, I don't know why. Like, it's just fun to take, like...
No, but I so like fun. It that it's for self-esteem, that you actually are like, I'm feeling myself today. Like, it felt good. Like, I look so hot. Definitely. Like, yesterday, she's like, look at my ass and these leggings. I took a picture of myself leaving the house. I look amazing. Like, I think that we could all learn from that. I do. Mm-hmm. I never am like, let me take it. I mean, I like myself and my body, but I'm not like thinking about how do I take a picture in any moment. But, you know, if it helps you with your self-esteem, maybe today you send a nude to yourself. Look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Take a picture of yourself.
I love that.
You guys can call us with anything, 888-947-8277. There's some scientific benefits to hugging, according to science. And you know that I feel like when science backs us up, I feel good about it. And I've always known, like, I am a hugger. I love hugging. I think it's important that we connect. And a lot of times you guys are calling me. I'd say one of the most common questions we get asked is, how do I have more sex with my partner? We're not connecting enough. And I always say, well, what about intimacy? Is there intimacy? Are you holding hands? Are you hugging? And I'm telling you guys, a 20-second hug releases the bonding hormone and neurotransmitter oxytocin, which is nature's antidepressant and anti-anxiety hormone. And so here's some reasons why I think, and it's true, like you guys even said, when we were talking about this, you're like, you give great hugs. I freaking love hugging. And I think even if you're a relationship, you guys have been feeling disconnected, if you hug each other for 20 seconds in the morning before you leave for work or at night, and it's not about sex, it's just connection, It'll do wonders. So hugs can also help to treat insomnia and anxiety. So lack of sleep, as we know, secondary health issues. I feel like everybody has sleep issues these days. I feel like every other person I talk to is like, I just can't sleep. I think a lot of it has to do with stress, has to do with our phones.
Screens, for sure.
Screens are doing it to us. You got to leave the screens outside your room. You got to put on, you can buy those glasses, those block glasses.
Need those.
Yeah. You could order them on Amazon.
Definitely.
The orange.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Like, and all those things that they are blocking our sleep. They are preventing us from sleeping. But interestingly enough, one thing that helps, weighted blankets, which I happened to get Jamie for her birthday.
And it's amazing.
It's amazing. They're filled with plastic poly pellets and weigh between 15 and 30 pounds. And what they do is they relax your nervous system and it feels like a hug.
It does.
The blanket feels like a hug. So you could do that. Hugging reduces your fear of mortality. Like, I don't have a fear of death, but a lot of people, you might have a fear of death. You might be feeling like, I'm gonna, you know, I think a lot of us can get to places in our life where like, we're so anxious about just life. We have a fear that we get to a certain age or something happens, someone we love. But if you, in patients with low self-esteem, so participants with low self-esteem who received physical touch reported less death anxiety than those who had not been touched. So I feel like it helps depression, it helps anxiety. I mean, it makes sense when you're connecting with somebody else. And I think a lot of what we are now, everyone's talking about this sex crisis. I think that we are in a crisis of connection. And so hugging will help that. Help you not feel so lonely. Hug, okay, this is for you guys. Hug increase bonding and strengthen relationships. So this is real. For you guys, for couples, hugging can help bridge a gap between what happens in the bedroom and what happens in day-to-day life. It maintains intimacy. And I don't know, there's a study that says that hugs are more important for a couple's happiness than sex.
Interesting.
I know. And hugging may also provide benefits, include stimulating, you know, centers of our olfactory systems, a part of our brain responsible for smell. That's why smell and touch of our partner makes us feel loved and cared for. Hugs also provide a form of communication separate from sex. So let me say this again. I think that there are some couples who decide not to hug and touch because what has happened, and I hear this from women a lot, they say that when my husband, whenever he touches me, it's going to lead to sex. And so as a result, I have to like not hug or not let them touch me because when I feel at some point something happened in the relationship that whenever your partner, and it can happen with women too, whenever your partner touched you, it was a sign to you that you're going to get a dick in the back, or maybe it's the morning or something, or you're going to be like, your partner's going to be want sex. But I think that if that's happened to you, then maybe you could take a minute, you could even talk to your partner about it and bring back hugging in your relationship. Just like a 20-second hug, a 10-second hug. It allows you to feel close without the sex and without draining all the energy. Like, you don't actually have to have sex to feel connected, which is good because sometimes you just don't want a bone.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you thought more often than not, if it was like the sex that left first and then the intimacy, or the intimacy that left first and then the sex?
That's a really good question. I think it's probably a little both. I bet you that they kind of atrophy together.
Oh, okay.
Like, I wonder, I bet you that people have sex and I don't know. I mean, I think it's both. It's kind of like a chicken and egg thing. Like, if you're not really having sex anymore, you're not really being as intimate as much. But I do believe that couples sometimes aren't having sex and they still are really intimate. Like, we've heard from people like, oh, we hold hands and we do all these things at the time, but we're still not having sex. So, and if it says here that they can bond, and they can also help with self-esteem in children, which I think is so important. We all know how important it is to hug children.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it says a young child's brain needs a lot of stimulation to grow and develop. And physical touch, one of the most important stimulations that can facilitate child development. And I've heard these studies many times. So hug a child today. Remember all those hug a child today bumper stickers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you hugged your child today?
I do. Yeah. I do remember that.
I just want to wear like a hug me. I'm sure I could. Actually, there,
that could
I was
be
in Ojai.
Detrimental.
I was like, I don't know if you want to wear that.
I don't want to wear it. But I was actually in Ojai last year. Ojai is this amazing, cute little town and outside of LA. It's a good getaway place. And there was a farmer's market, and there was like something like, and I think they messaged me. What doesn't matter. Probably didn't get back to them. But I loved their message. And it was like free hugs. It was like free hugs. And they have the whole hug thing, a campaign going on about hugging, that we all need to hug more, which I liked. Hugs also causes your muscles to relax. So if you, doesn't, you know, when you hug someone, it's going to let down your guard, just like massage. It just lets you relax.
Yeah.
Helps your immune system.
And you can always like tell when you're hugging someone that's like not really want, like they're stiff.
Yeah. You know what's funny? So I was in a meeting today, and we left the meeting, and it was such a good meeting. It's such cool people. I loved everyone. There's five people. And like, I hugged like one of the women, one of the men. One woman, like, she put out her hand, and then like another person put out their hand. And it's like, there are the huggers in the world and the non-huggers. Now, I understand it was a business meeting, but like, it's always an awkward moment. This is just a separate thought. When you know, is someone going to hug or not? I feel like LA is very huggy. California is very huggy. Don't you think?
Yeah.
In many ways?
Yeah.
But there always is that. I don't know if you guys come into that, but do we hug, do we not? And I'm always like, I'm a hugger. Like, I always hug everyone. But some people just aren't touchy like this. So I think this message about hugging is good for people who, like, in their relationship, they're like, I just don't want to touch. I think this is a, you know, if you haven't hugged your partner in a while, it's a good time to do so. Or just hug other people. Like, why did those people put out their hand? It was just interesting. Like, they've already decided, I'm not a hugger. I know you just hugged my colleague, but you're not hugging me.
Yeah. Do you think that when you meet somebody, when you first meet somebody, that hugging really helps? With it, like, instead of giving, hi, I'm Michelle.
I feel like it's a thing.
Hi, I'm Michelle. Hug. Like, how does that make you feel? Because sometimes it's like, oh, like, I just met you.
You do that, right?
Yeah, I do. I'm like, bring it in.
Always, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a very, I feel like there's certain groups of people I hang out with that is a thing. And I don't know if it's like an LA thing or like a Burning Man or a hippie thing. They're like, hi. There's certain parties I go to.
I want to connect with you.
I like it. I like it. Mm-hmm. But I think some people, if they like flew in from the Midwest and like you walked up, you're like, hi, I gave a hug, they might be like, whoa.
Yeah.
But I think it's good because you're so loved. You're all love.
Like, there's a certain place in time. Like, you know, first time I met you, I wasn't going to be like, hi, I'm Michelle.
You probably did, though.
No, I gave you a handshake.
You sure? Okay.
Yeah, because it's professional.
Okay.
Maybe at the end of that.
Yeah,
the end.
I was
of it.
Already like, bye.
Well, I was interviewing people yesterday because I'm looking for an assistant. And like, one of them, I liked her so much, I hugged her. I'm like, is that weird? I'm a hugger. I can't help it.
I feel like I err on the side of caution. I kind of go with whatever because I don't want to like make someone else feel uncomfortable.
But hugs are great for your sex life too, you guys. The correlation between post-sex affectionate behavior, kissing, cuddling, and talking, there is a relationship between sexual and relationship satisfaction. Hmm. That like if you hug more, you're more affectionate behavior in your relationship for approximately 15 minutes after sex. So aftercare is a big thing in relationship. Like if we have sex and you roll over and fall asleep, I feel like I'm dying. I need you to hug me for a while. We need to like connect. But I'm an extra. I must not have gotten a lot of hugs as a child.
You're a very tactile person.
I'm very tactile. Like, yeah. My whole house has to be soft and fuzzy. Yeah. Like, I want to be touching things all the time.
I mean,
did your parents give you a lot of hugs?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Both my parents.
You just Jamie, know. Like, did your parents hug you? Like, one of those things. It's just like, has that person, did your mom hug you? When you talk about children need hugs. It's like, I wonder.
I think I understand all my problems. Now that my mom is not loving.
Oh, no.
I think I didn't get it. I do. I've been doing a lot. I don't think she hugged me enough. Because why am I obsessed with like touch and hugging?
Oh,
it's so weird because there's certain people, I feel like I feed off of energy. So there's certain people that I'll be like, yeah, let's hug. And then other people that I'm like, oh, hey.
Yeah, you can tell.
You know what? That party that we went to like a month ago, you were hugging everybody right at first. Now that I remember it.
I wasn't yet. It was proposed prior.
Pre-tequila.
Pre-tequila.
Yeah. But you were. And I was like, yes. Because it makes me happy when I'm with somebody who loves hugs just as much as I do.
Well, because also I think it was like a good, it was a party, it was like energy and everyone was like you, like really cool. And so I was like, yeah, but then there's people that I can tell, like sometimes too, I'm like, oh shit. Like sometimes I think I misread the energy though. And I like don't hug someone and they kind of look at me like they wanted a hug or I don't know. And I'm like, oh, now I'm in my head about it.
There's a weird thing.
Yeah.
There's a weird thing. There's like the awkward side hug.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And then you like kind of bump heads or something.
Yeah. And then like the weird awkward, do we kiss? Yeah. Are we kissing or not kissing? It's a whole thing.
Oh, that's a whole other thing is that like.
The side kiss, do you kiss?
The kiss on the cheek thing. I didn't experience that until like, I don't know. I think it's, to me, I want to say it's more of like an, slightly older and East Coast thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To do.
Yeah, like a side kiss.
Yeah, which is totally cool. But it's just interesting because I never experienced that from people my age. So the first time it happened, I was like, oh.
Oh, because you guys are just hugging?
Because we would just hug. Like,
yeah.
That was not a thing. And then also.
Kissing went away now.
I feel like
you're right. People aren't kissing as much.
But I kind of like it. It was kind of nice. It's like sweet.
I give you.
Do you want me to kiss you more?
When we said goodbye yesterday, we were like, okay, bye. And we like felt it in the moment, like in your car. And I was like, here's your bag. And it was like, mwah. And I was like, yes.
Kiss.
You got the kiss on the cheek.
I love you. Oh, I adore you because your face was so close and you're so cute.
I was like, hi.
I just want to kiss you. I just wanted to.
I felt the same way. We just like reciprocated.
Oh my God.
We were like, let's do it.
You know when you just want to. oh, there's so much love here. It feels so good.
I know, right? Like, I feel like
we love each other.
Like, all of our smiles, we just started talking about hugs, and now we're all just like so giddy, right?
I know. Like, see, this is what we're doing. You guys remember, hugging is a reciprocal act. We give and we receive. So we recognize that. Like, I don't know. I think if you're feeling alone and lonely, like, go hug someone. That's what I think. I think it's good for us. I think science tells us and proves it. All right, we are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get into your calls.
Let's talk to Kathy. She's 22 in California, and she wants to figure out how different ways to orgasm through penetration.
All right. Hey, Kathy. Thanks for calling.
Hey.
Hi. So tell me.
So, my husband and I have been sexual together for about 5 years. And in the beginning, it was all penetration. We were young, and it was
Wait, you're 22, right?
Great, you know, when you're...
Do we have your age right? 22.
So high school sweetheart.
Okay, you were young, because you're still young. Okay, got it.
Yeah, we were really, really, really,
really
young.
Young. Okay.
Okay. So we were high school sweetheart. And everything, of course, was great when your hormones are raging.
Yeah, the best.
But when we got older, I like went through this phase where I just never wanted to have sex. And then finally, recently, I'm able to orgasm consistently through oral. And he loves it. I love it. But I just feel bad because we'll have oral and it feels amazing. I orgasm and then we do penetration so he can come. But is there like a way where I can feel good through penetration so it doesn't have to be like, okay, you orgasm, I orgasm, because I don't feel any pleasure when it's just the penetration.
Yeah, I hear you, Kathy.
So that's how he orgasms. That's
exactly.
How he...
So this is the... This is the crux of my life. This is the crux of what we talk about here on the show. So I'm so glad you called. Of what we try to teach, because, so just so you know, Kathy, you know that if you've been listening, it's common, right? Most women don't orgasm through intercourse. In fact, most women orgasm through oral. And so really how you could do it is, which I love at your husband, is that you could, first of all, the first thing first, the easy thing would be to still stimulate your clitoris during penetration. Have you ever tried like using your hands or some lube or a little external toy, a little vibrator?
I haven't. I've used my hand, and I haven't been able to. I don't know, and I don't know if it's because I'm just so used to him.
Yeah, we get into little.
He almost like knows me better than myself. But I haven't used a toy or anything.
Okay. Well, I mean, he knows you better. Like, have you ever masturbated? Because that's going to be my next thing. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So I would say that first of all, I would try doing it when you are, you know, when you're having sex next time. Maybe he could even use his hands because he knows you so well. And also using lube. Yeah. So always, no matter, like, just add a few drops of lube because the clitoris is not self-lubricating. Even if you're wet at the beginning of sex, you know, it doesn't always last the whole time. And it aids in orgasm for women when you add a few drops of lube to any sex act. So just know that. The other thing is the old internal orgasm, which is sometimes called the G-spot orgasm, and that would take some exploring on your own or with him, but like looking for that internal, because, you know, G-spot area, which we've talked about, you know, you kind of, it helps to be already turned on and warmed up, and it also helps do your Kegel exercises too. So if you do your Kegels, that is super helpful. Like for me, that was like my G-spot gateway when I learned to strengthen my pelvic floor. And so, but it's, you know, it's about, do you know what the G-spot is? It's kind of...
No.
Right, okay.
No, so I've masturbated, but I've never been able to masturbate
internally. Yeah, most women don't. Like the secret is, I mean, most, I don't know, most, but many don't. Usually we learn to masturbate, we have an orgasm, it's usually clitoral. So internally, there's also some magic going on in there. And so if you want to do it on your own, it's just like helps, again, to be already aroused, and you put a finger inside of you, or you can use a toy, or he could use his finger, and you kind of, you put it inside, and, you know, just one finger, and you curve it toward, you put it inside, and then it's sort of a come hither motion towards your belly button, about an inch and a half inside your vaginal opening. Mm-hmm. And so then you'll feel like there's sort of a spot there. It's an area. I don't like to call it a spot, actually. They call it the G-spot. I think it's a gray area. I'm going to come up with a better name. And then it starts, initially, that's why I say it helps to be aroused, because the blood's rushing in the area and you're more, and you can apply some pressure there and then see how that feels. So once you learn to have a G-spot orgasm, you learn that internal area, then when you're on top or you're having sex with him, intercourse, you can kind of learn how to move to have more pleasure. But there's also, yeah, so that's kind of one way to do it. But also, the other, like the two ways, but the third way is just to kind of experiment with different positions and play around with your sex life together and play around with, you know, giving each other massages and finding new erogenous zones and kind of building your sex life up in every area, your sexual relationship up. So through kissing and making
is
out.
It's like a mental thing I have to get over, because we know it works and our schedule's crazy. So we're like, okay, yeah, this is what works for us, so let's just continue doing this.
Yeah, no, this is what everyone does. Well, oh, my God.
Like suggest, yeah, like getting over that.
I know. Well, I think it would be a matter of saying to your husband, like, I'm so excited to explore some new fun things with you. Let's try some new positions. You can actually, my book is great for this. I have a book called Hot Sex, over 200 things you can try tonight. And it's on Amazon. It's like $15. And it's a very cool book because it's like picture, you open it up and you can, any page, and it shows you different positions and different things to try. And like, you could have that in your nightstand. You both could open it up and be like, let's try this tonight. So like, that's kind of ways to, you know, go to a sex toy store together, listen to my podcast together. A lot of couples listen to the show together and then they get inspired and they get ideas. Because once sex becomes part of your relationship, your dialogue, the things you guys one of the passions that you both share is enhancing intimacy and sex in your relationship, because you're together, will just sort of naturally from there, if you decide together, you'll just figure out different positions and how to mix it up. You won't want to keep doing that. I mean, you will still go back to the go-tos. We all do that. We're busy. But it's really great to try something new. And having sex sometimes just outside the bedroom. Sometimes you just got to like leave the bedroom and do it on the couch, or, you know, do it in the backyard. Have sex in the shower, go on a date night, get a hotel room for a few hours. Like those little things will take you out of your normal routine and inspire you.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. Any one of those.
Well, thank you guys so
You're
much.
You're so welcome, Kathy. I think she's going to, thanks for calling. I think any one of those could help her have the orgasm. But I get it. When she was asking that, it was like, that is probably the most confusing and most common question we get asked. Is in that realm from women about orgasms. Is how come I can't have an orgasm, you know, during intercourse, which is where we all feel a little bit broken, because that's the only kind of orgasm we see in movies and literature and television. So we all think we're broken in some way, but we're not. We can always figure it out.
So this is from Rob, who's 44 in Pennsylvania, and it says, pegging. What is the draw to it for non-gay males, and how do you ask your wife about doing it in a way that she will understand?
Okay, so Rob, great question. Pegging is, I love that pegging is becoming a little bit more known right now. Pegging essentially is when a partner penetrates you from like your anus using a strap-on, a dildo. And the draw to it for men, many a man, is that no sex act makes you gay or straight. It has nothing to do with that at all. If you have a prostate, which men do, women do not have a prostate, that whole area is just full of nerve endings and pleasure that, you know, that's the appeal. And it still is seen as taboo, so that's like another draw to it. So that is the appeal to it. And I think that what you got to do is just start a conversation with your wife. I don't think that you lead with the pegging if you've never talked to her about anything. Because remember, when we want something so bad, it can be like so, we just say like, I want you to peg me. And they're like, what? I don't even understand. So you really have to make it about both of you. Talk about what you're both into. You know, talk about fantasies. You know, you have the conversations that I'm always saying on the show. Like, you know, let's talk about our sex life. And I'd love to prioritize us trying some fun things. So what are your turn-ons? What have we done that you're really into? And then once she explains what she's into, you can talk about, you think it'd be fun to play, do some playing on yourself. And then, you know, you think it'd be fun to explore other erogenous zones. And then you work your way up to pegging. You just have to have a lot of conversations. Remember, these sex conversations are not just one conversation. You can have a few conversations so she can actually understand what it's about, and then have her decide.
The thing that's really interesting to me is the whole kind of, especially at least in heterosexual relationships, the role reversal.
Like how
because it's like the woman in this situation, like he wants to do it with his wife. So she's going to be doing.
Well, that's the thing. She's going to be penetrating. And women don't get to penetrate. And he's going to be receiving. So it's also very like emotionally that can be challenging. Some women might not be into that. Like she might be like, I'm not sure that I would be into it. But I have to tell you that I think we don't know what we're going to be into until we try it. And I think my thing is that I think so much about sex is so scary. And if this is your husband, I just feel like I understand if you could break down why you might not want to do it. There might be some fears. You think it's wrong. It's gross. It's dirty. I mean, you can kind of handle those things. You can figure out. You can figure out ways to kind of understand it. But I kind of think, why not try it once? I don't know. I just think we should be more open about sex to our partner. Like, why not penetrate orifices that feel good? If he wants to. I'm not going to pressure it. You know, I always say, like, I just think that a lot of people don't understand it. Like, there's many women I know who are like, I thought I would never be into it. But then once I actually did it, you know, and I learned more about it, it's actually really hot to be in control and to be the woman with, like you have essentially a penis between your legs for a moment in time, and you're like, oh, it's hot to be in charge and die. I don't think we know. I think a lot of us are switches. It's all about energy. So I think that just because a lot of us might like being more passive or, you know, submissive during sex, it doesn't mean that we couldn't get off on being dominant sometimes as well, which is the polarity that we all need. And it gets exhausting to always be the same way.
Let's talk to Sam, who's 29 in Canada, who has a question about lesbian porn.
Hey, Sam.
Hi, Emily.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Let's talk. Hey. What's your question? How can I help you?
Yeah. So I heard you guys chatting a few minutes ago, and you were saying, like, about finding porn to watch with your partner, and you were like, the first thing that came out of your mouth was like, yeah, most people like watching lesbian porn.
Yeah, they do.
So I was, like, thinking about it, reflecting on it, and definitely, so I'm female, heterosexual, married, very happily married, never been with a woman, don't have any interest to be, but I've always, like, that's the only type of porn I like watching.
Yeah,
and I
totally.
I just wanted to know what your perspective was on that, because I don't know, I never really thought twice about it, but yeah. I also was like, I don't have any desire to act on those
Right,
porn,
of course.
But I know exactly what it feels like when I watch people doing that to each other. Like, I just don't really get excited by watching a dick being sucked, for example.
Dude, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
What is your opinion?
Yeah, because, I mean...
Do you think that's weird or normal?
Yeah, no, my God, it's the most normal thing. That's why I said it. I was like, most people, most women, the majority of women, their favorite kind of porn happens to be, like, same-sex porn, women, lesbian porn, whether they're lesbian, you know, whether they never want to be with someone or they am, just because, you know, we just, I think it's that, it is our, because just what you said, first of all, women, I think, are beautiful. It's our own our body. We can identify it. We have the same body. We know what it feels like. A lot of what's happening in lesbian porn is kind of what we would like to happen. Somebody who really knows where the clitoris is and how to use it and how to drive it and the vulva. And both partners are really into it and enjoying themselves. So it's kind of like an energy exchange that we can kind of, I don't know, we can put ourselves in their shoes or in their bodies.
Yeah.
So, and it's, yeah, that's what do you mean? Don't you think that's kind of how it feels? And then I guess what you're saying, like, to me, watching a dick, I'm not as much into that either. And I think a lot of women, which is so interesting, which is why the problem finding that, well, I guess we can find a lot of lesbian porn, but a lot of porn is made from the male gaze, you know, for men. But, and even the lesbian porn.
But, like, you know, when I talk to my husband about it, I think he's fine with it. But I would assume that he's like, you know, he wonders, is this something that she would ever act out on?
Yeah, just like women. Yeah, exactly. You just got to tell them no. I mean, it's really, I love that. Oh my God, it's literally the most, and I don't love using the word normal around sex. Am I normal? Because most things are normal. I would say, like, most of the things that people are calling about are normal. And the only thing that, the most normal thing about sex is that we're confused that what we're doing is wrong, that we have a that we're like, we're worried, you know? So yes, the thing is that, but to be honest, studies, everything, the most common porn watched by women is lesbian porn. And a lot of, so it's the most normal thing, and it's because of the reasons you're saying, and a lot of them are like, yeah, I don't get it. If they haven't listened to the show or they haven't gotten information about it, they're like, what's wrong with me? Does it mean I want to be with women?
Yeah.
But there's two kinds of fantasies, Sam. There's the fantasies that we actually want to happen in real life, and then there's the ones that we just, you know, we use for our self-loving time. You know, mm-hmm. we use it on our own and we use it in our head, and we don't have to share it with everybody. We don't have to share it with anybody, mm-hmm. just for ourselves. And that's when we can have crazy gangbang, whatever fantasies we're having. You might not want it, but I don't know, Sam, maybe you'll go there. But, you know, or like 15 yeah. women going down on you, you know, like, but that's, so I just think, yeah.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That yeah. makes sense. I was always just curious, like I thought about it. Myself too.
No, like, I'm so, yeah. Well, now yeah. you know. Now it knows it means that you're completely oh, healthy helpful. Female, that you masturbate. I love that you masturbate. And I love that your husband yeah. knows and that you're married and you're still yeah. taking care of yourself, because I think we should never stop self-loving. Ever, ever, ever.
That's super helpful.
Okay, good.
Hey, thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Sam. Thanks for calling. There we go. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this show as much as I enjoyed doing the show. God, thanks to my amazing team, Ken, Kristen, Michelle, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.